This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Act East policy has given new energy, momentum and direction to ties with ASEAN countries. He stressed that the 21st century is the century of India and ASEAN countries. Speaking at the India-ASEAN summit in Vientiane, Laos, PDR, the Prime Minister said India and ASEAN countries are peace-loving nations and they respect each other's national integrity and sovereignty. He said that when many parts of the world are witnessing conflict and tension, the friendship, cooperation, dialogue and partnership between India and the ASEAN are very important. Highlighting the importance of ties between India and ASEAN countries, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that trade with the ASEAN region has almost doubled to over $130 billion in the past 10 years. India and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN countries, have stressed collaboration to leverage digital public infrastructure, DPI, in several sectors, including education, healthcare, agriculture and climate action. In a joint statement on advancing digital infrastructure, India-ASEAN acknowledged the opportunities for collaboration to share knowledge, experiences and best practices to promote DPI development across the region. They recognize financial technology and innovation as vital drivers for the bilateral economic partnership. India-ASEAN also recognized that cooperation in cybersecurity is a crucial part of the comprehensive strategic partnership. The average monthly income of rural households has grown by over 57% from 2016-17 to 2021-22. According to the Second All India Rural Financial Inclusion Survey by the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, the average monthly income increased from 8,059 rupees in 2016-17 to 12,698 rupees in 2021-22. The average monthly expenditure of households also increased from over 6,600 rupees to over 11,200 rupees. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the Vice President of the National Conference, Omar Abdullah, has been unanimously elected as the Legislature Party leader today. After emerging as the single largest party with 42 elected MLAs, the National Conference held its Legislature Party meeting in Srinagar to discuss government formation with its pre-poll alliance partners, Congress and CPIM. Four winning independent candidates also joined the National Conference during the meeting. Addressing the media, Mr. Omar Abdullah said the National Conference is waiting for a formal letter of support from the Congress party, after which he will approach the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and stake a claim for government formation. The Karnataka State Cabinet has today approved the setting up of a special investigation team to probe the alleged scams of the previous government during the COVID pandemic. Briefing media persons in Bengaluru today, Karnataka Parliamentary Affairs Minister H.K. Patil informed that based on the Justice Michael de Cunha committee report, the cabinet has made this decision and a cabinet subcommittee will also be formed for the purpose. The Enforcement Directorate has provisionally attached immovable assets worth over 1,000 crore rupees in the case of Gyan Radha Multistate Cooperative Credit Society Limited and others. The assets include immovable properties in the form of land and buildings situated in Mumbai, Aurangabad, Bid and Jalna districts of Maharashtra. The ED initiated the investigation based on FIRs registered by various police stations in Maharashtra concerning alleged fraud committed by the company. Spain's tennis legend Rafael Nadal, a 22-time Grand Slam singles champion, has announced his retirement from professional tennis today. He shared the news through a video on social media, expressing his gratitude for the support throughout his career. Nadal's final tournament will be the Davis Cup Finals this November in Malaga, marking a fitting conclusion to his illustrious journey. In badminton, India's Kiran George and Lakshya Sen have advanced to the men's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Arctic Open 2024 in Vantaa, Finland. And that's the end of this news bulletin.